However, paper number 145, concern over ventilation for walkway connecting MTR Hong Kong station on M floor. Well, the written reply from the Highways Department has been forwarded to members before the meeting. Here, we'd like to welcome from the EPD, Mr. Chiang Kwok Ping, and from the MTRCL, Ms. Yeung, and also from the and also station manager, Mr. Cheng, and also Ms. Yu Ting Ting. So thank you for coming to our meeting to respond to those points. And we have a paper from Kwan Soling and myself. So, Ms. Kwan, do you have anything to add? Thank you, Chairman. Well, in the paper, I've already set up the points briefly, but then allow me to supplement here. Well, it's not just confined to Yao Chin Mong, because for other districts like Hong Kong, well, some council, district council members and residents have also sent me some complaints by email and by phone. And it so happened that that location is within my constituency. That's why on several occasions, I also tried to talk to the passersby and some visitors, and the impression that I was given was, why don't you stay here for a while, and then you can tell me whether or not it's hot. And, well, yes, that's true. And it's not just for a very short period of time. Well, for 2 years now, whether it's in winter or in summer, for passersby and residents there, and visitors all feel the same. It's very warm there. And therefore, I'd like to reflect that to the relevant departments for their consideration, and I'm sure the MTRCL could also see that, and it's also reported in the press. And on that very day, when I was there with some reporters, we all felt very warm, and it's really not good. So I'd like to convey this to the departments concerned, and I'd like to listen to the response first. Thank you. All right, MTRCL or the Highways Department, which, or the EPD? Well, EPD first. Yes, thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members. Let me respond first. First of all, for the EPD, well, we have also checked and found out what has been done. And before the meeting, I've given you this practice note. It's a 7 to 8 page document, and basically for the practice note, well, back in 2003, we introduced this practice note for the professionals to follow. Well, I don't propose to read out the full name, but then basically in issuing this practice note, it's a set of guidelines for the railway corporation, so that through their professionals, they'll be able to manage the indoor air quality within their facilities. And for this practice note, one of the highlights is in response to what is mentioned in the paper, that is ventilation. And what's most important is that within the railway facility, ventilation has to be good. And they also have to meet certain baseline requirements. Why do we have to say this? That's because the best way to check it is to measure the level of CO2. And if the ventilation is good, then the CO2 concentration will be high. And it might be in excess of a certain level. And according to our guidelines, we hope that they can reach a baseline standard. In other words, for every million air units, no more than 3,500 units would be CO2. And we would also require the MTRCL to follow this guideline in managing their indoor facility to make sure that air quality is up to standard. And after receiving this complaint, first of all, I'd like to thank members for letting us know this situation, and we immediately went there on a site visit, and we immediately talked to the MTRCL, and the MTRCL has responded rather positively to this. So I'll give the floor to them. All right. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members, for submitting the paper. First of all, I'd like to say that for the pedestrian walkway outside the Hong Kong station, well, it's very similar to other pedestrian walkways. And within the pedestrian walkway, there is ventilation, including fans and also ventilation fans. And we also have some ventilation. We also have fans around. So after receiving your complaints, we have also talked to the EPD, and we also went there on our own. And we immediately checked the relevant facilities within the pedestrian walkway there. And we actually found out that the facilities were working well. And also, with regard to the comment given to us by the EPD, we also talked to them. And Ms. Yu, my colleague, will give you more details with regard to the baseline standards under the guideline. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, members. Well, after receiving the paper, we went there together with the EPD representatives, and on the ground, we also measured some air quality measurements, and the sample showed that we were in line with the CO2 statements under the guideline. All right. So much from the department. And then members, Ms. Kwan. Thank you, Chairman. Just now, I heard from the EPD. They said that they had this guideline, well, in public areas, in terms of ventilation. I think it should be the top priority that, ventilation must be good. I agree, because for public health, well, if ventilation is not good, then that could be hazardous to public health, in particular where there is a SARS outbreak. That could be detrimental. But then from what I just heard from the MTRCL, well, according to the response, apparently this is not true. Well, they've just dismissed it. Well, if you remember, on that particular occasion, Oriental Daily's reporters were with me on the ground. And I went there with the reporter because I am taller, and that's why I was able to touch the so-called ventilation fans. But then, yes, I can see that they were on. But then out of the 10 that were installed there, 8 were on. But then you can see that the air coming out from it is hot, it's very warm, and therefore it's a waste of energy. And at the same time, it's deceptive. And also, while I was on the ground, when I asked more than 10 passers-by, and actually I just asked them, I actually felt that it was more appropriate to ask the residents there, and they said that every time when they pass by this location, it's very warm and it's very stuffy, and in particular between 5 and 7 p.m., it's very crowded, and therefore it's really very, very hot.
Students from Poly U and residents in Hong Kong and Chim Sha Chui gave me the same comments. I don't think they lied to me. When I went there on that day, I was so warm that my face got flushed. I was flushed. So am I also lying to you? I'll use the remaining minute. Now, if you spend as much time as I did at that spot, I'm sure you also felt the same. During the influenza season or the SARS epidemic, what are we supposed to do if we're left with a situation? 2 days ago, my colleague said to me that when she went down the same spot, the air ventilation got better and she could breathe better. No matter what your engineer staff did, now let's leave the bygone to bygone. Rather, I have to tell you, using aged air conditioners is just a waste of energy. Next, Ms. Koh, Vice Chair. Thank you, Chairman. MTRC, can you answer my question? That before the connection or the merger of West Rail and East Rail, can you give us a comparison before and after the merger? Before the West Rail, is it the case that not many passengers go through our districts? Because people in the past simply come to Hong Kong and we are the second last station along the line. But is it the case that the passenger volume changed since the merger? Last night, last evening, I traveled by train from here to Tsim Sha Tsui because I would not have to suffer the congestion along Nathan Road. But even at this hour when I took the train, just downstairs at the station, the train was so packed that I could not get a seat. What I'm telling you is there are more passengers. Time has changed because of development. Things have changed. If you're going to use the same measures, the same practice of measuring the CO2, this is lagging behind. Now, Ms. Kwan raised a very good point. How did you do the measurement? What was the criteria? Because you have the highest usage rate, the highest number of passengers at the rush hours when people go off work. So I think you should use the measurement at that time. This is a very important point. Any more questions? I'm one of the movers of the motion. Now, the MTRC operation may be good, may be smooth, but Ms. Kwan has already told you she went for a site visit, and yes, the ventilation fans worked, but they gave out warm air. So does it mean that there is room for improvement, that you can actually improve on the facilities? Yes. After the merger of West and East Rail, more and more passengers are taking the train. From personal experience, I can tell you during festive seasons, I think we went for the countdown or we took the train after the fireworks display. When I walked down the pedestrian walkway, it was really packed. It was winter and we wore thick clothes. When we walked down the place because of the crowded area, we were sweating. Bear in mind, it was winter. So you have to note that there are certain days in a year that the place is extremely crowded. So in terms of, you have to mind the air ventilation, especially in winter when people can get so warm in there that they sweat. It's very unhealthy for them when they have to emerge out of the pathway because it's cold outside. So I hope you can enhance on the air ventilation at that spot. Now, sometimes people can't even move along the corridor, so you have to bear that in mind. EPD, you want to respond? I would like to tell members more about how to do the measurement. Now, if you go down to have the measurement in these couple of days, there won't be any problems because it's cool these few days. You can even run along the corridor, jog in there, it's fine. What I would urge the MTO to do is that you have to select the appropriate time to do the measurement. Don't choose the bad time. So, Ms. Yang, over to you.
Thank you, Chair.
Now, we understand the members are very concerned about the situation. We keep a close eye on the pedestrian walkway, especially the air ventilation in Hongham Station. My colleague will brief you further on the operation of the air ventilation system there. We understand that members may like to upgrade the air ventilation system. We have a plan to identify appropriate areas to enhance the or upgrade the air ventilation system. So, Mr. Chang.
Thank you, Chairman, and thank you, members.
We understand that the District Council is concerned about the air ventilation in Hongham Station. That's also the concern of public. Yes, we will do a good job in terms of repair and maintenance. At present, our colleagues do inspection there. And as soon as we receive any papers about the situation there, we'll also see whether we are doing a good job there. And we understand that there's room for us to improve, for example, in terms of air ventilation.
Right, thank you. I'm very glad to hear Mr. Chang, who is the main person in charge, major person in charge of the station, to give us that response. I hope the improvement work can be carried out as soon as possible. Perhaps you can liaise with the councillor in the constituency, for example, Ms. Kwan, to come up with the best measure to enhance the air ventilation in the station. Any supplement? If not, thank you, representatives from the MTRCL and EPD. Thank you.